Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, Big Rhino, who loved sucking his hoof. Big Rhino was the coolest, strongest animal in the forest, but he had a secret. Nobody knew that. Cool as he was, Big Rhino loved to suck his hoof, like baby rhinos did. One day, Big Rhino hid behind a tree as usual and secretly stuck his hoof into his mouth. He started sucking it.
Slurp!
Suddenly, Big Rhino's best friend, Big Black Bear, ran over.
Hey, Big Rhino, I've been looking for you. Huh, Big Rhino, what are you eating?
Big Rhino, who had been sucking his hoof, got a fright. He quickly hid his hoof. His face was calm, but he was panicking inside.
Oh no, I'm doomed. What is Big Black Bear doing here? If he knows I was sucking my hoof, he'll call me Baby Rhino. No way. I can't let anyone discover my secret.
Big Rhino panicked and fumbled around. He picked some bark off the tree randomly. The bark gave him an idea. He made up a lie.
I was eating this bark.
What? Eating bark?
Yes, I was eating bark.
Big Rhino looked serious. He thought,
that was a good excuse.
Just when Big Rhino was feeling pleased with himself, Big Black Bear started to tear up.
Big Rhino, I didn't know you were having such a hard time. You're starving and have to eat bark for food. Why didn't you tell me? We're best friends. We're supposed to help each other. Come with me. I have a strawberry cake at home. Take it. Don't starve yourself.
Oh dear, what should I do? Big Black Bear believes me, and he wants to give me his strawberry cake. But I was lying. What should I do?
Big Rhino tried to reject his friend's strawberry cake.
Well, I can't take your strawberry cake.
Don't be shy. Take it.
Big Black Bear stuffed the strawberry cake into Big Rhino's hands and left without listening to his protest. For days after that, Big Black Bear was kind enough to bring delicious food when he visited Big Rhino.
Big Rhino, don't keep your problems to yourself. Here's a bag of mushrooms for you. Big Rhino, don't be shy. Take this sausage. Big Rhino, take this jar of honey home.
Big Rhino panicked. Eating bark was a lie he made up on the spur of the moment. He really had plenty to eat. The more enthusiastically Big Black Bear gave him food, the more guilty he felt. Big Rhino couldn't eat or sleep soundly. Even in his dreams at night, Big Black Bear was saying to him,
Big Rhino, I've come to bring you food.
Very soon, Big Rhino lost weight, and dark circles formed around his eyes. Big Rhino was sad and regretful. He couldn't stand it anymore. He went to look for Big Black Bear. He returned the delicious food he had been given by Big Black Bear, and he told his friend the truth.
Big Black Bear, that day I was actually sucking my hoof. I was afraid you'd laugh at me for acting like a baby rhino. I panicked and lied about eating bark.
What? So you were sucking your hoof instead of eating bark?
Yes. I'm sorry I lied to you.
Big Rhino was so embarrassed, his face turned red. He thought Big Black Bear would be mad at him for lying. He didn't expect his friend's response.
It's okay.
Big Black Bear patted his friend's shoulder heartily. He chuckled and said,
But sucking your hoof is not a good habit. You need to try to stop sucking your hoof.
Okay, I know. Thank you, Big Black Bear.
After telling the truth and being forgiven by Big Black Bear, Big Rhino was relieved. He could finally eat and sleep at ease. Night fell. Feeling relieved, Big Rhino ate a tasty dinner, lay down in his warm bed, and drifted sweetly off to dreamland. Good night, Big Rhino, who loved to suck his hoof. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.